Yesterday we said that in order to come into the full of sasana dispensation, also known as Dhamma Vinaya, doctrine discipline, one should possess or acquire faith, sadha, which is very important, in order that yogis will be able to succeed in their practice. However, just the initial untrained, uncultured, uncultivated sadha is not enough. If one comes into the fold of dasana, with just the ordinary, normal sadha, without having been cultivated, then it will not be easy for the yogis to succeed in their practice. Only with the awakened or aroused faith, sadha, will one be able to succeed in the practice. Just like when a person is fast asleep, he or she cannot do anything, one has got to awaken him or her in order to do something. So we need to arouse or awaken this dormant sadha. So there are two methods. One is first awakening and then developing. We have also discussed the quality of satipatthana by which one can arouse one's faith and confidence. So only with such knowledge will one acquire sadha based, supported by reason. So there are many things to talk about. The method of awakening faith and confidence, the Sara says, is going to touch on the crucial points in this matter. Are the kinds of sadha. There are four kinds, namely prasada sadha. That's the first one. The second one is okapana sadha. And the third one is adigama sadha. And the fourth one is agama or agamaniya sadha. As for the first one, prasada sadha, we can translate it as clear faith or clarifying faith. The kind of faith which clarifies the mind. When you see or hear something, your faith becomes clear. Your mind becomes clear through that kind of faith. For instance, when you hear a Dhamma, the good Dhamma, the sublime Dhamma, by just hearing, your mind becomes clarified. And such kind of faith is known as prasada sadha. Now this kind of sadha is not accompanied with knowledge or not accompanied with reason. It may say it unreason or sadha without reason. This kind of sadha can occur in those people who lack intelligence or knowledge. Because even animals can acquire such kind of sadha. And because this sadha is not reasoned, one who possesses, has acquired such sadha can make mistake later on. As for the second one, okapana sadha, it is reasoned faith, faith with reason. You come to acceptance by listening to the Dhamma or knowing just the quality of the Dhamma, the quality of Satipatthana, that these qualities are reasonable and you believe in it. You believe that you will be able to acquire such qualities with the practice of the sublime Dhamma. You come to acceptance with reason. You instill faith with reason, by your own knowledge, by your own power of reason, such as Hokkapana Sada. Now you are practicing Saripadana. You have come to know the result, the benefit of the practice in a small way or in a large way. So these benefits are very significant, they are not trivial. You have heard about it from others, so you come to acceptance, you come to a certain amount of confirmation or determination, such as Hokkapana Sada. So knowing the Dhamma quality in a small way or in a large way, and coming to a determination, coming to a confirmation with reason, is this kind of sadha, that is Hokkapana Sadha. Now, you all have come to practice Saripatthana, both from internal and from abroad and from this country, and they have already understood or heard about the quality of Saripatthana and the benefits you can acquire from this practice, and you believe in it. You have faith in it. This is faith with reason, or reason faith, such as the second type of sadha, Hokkapana Sadha. Now, as for the third one, namely Adhigama Sadha, that kind of sadha is one step higher, and then after you've taken up the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, realizing the purity of mind, beginning with the purity of mind, realizing the benefit, beginning with the purity of mind, and progressing along the stages of insight until you come to the maturity of the practice, reaching the cessation of formations, seeing Nibbana with the path and fruition knowledge of the Noble Ones, you come to definite confirmation, definite faith that this is it, this is correct, this is kind, this is an unshakable faith, that the practice, the Dhamma is correct, and because the Dhamma, the practice is correct, the one who has given this, who has taught this Dhamma, that is the Buddha, is correct. And also, there are individuals who have eradicated defilements in a small way, in a medium way, or fully. So you come to acceptance that such individuals exist. So in this way, depending on the practice that you have undertaken, depending on the results that you have acquired, you have full faith in the Buddha, you have full faith in the Dhamma, you have full faith in the individuals, that is Sangha, who have eradicated the defilements. So such kind of sadha is known as Adhigama Sadha. Such things, such kind of sadha is possessed only by the Noble Ones, Ariyas, because they are never shaken by anybody. And the fourth and the last one is Agama, Agamdiya Sadha. Such kind of sadha is only possessed by the Buddha Dhammis, that is Bodhisattvas. From the time of their confirmation by a Buddha, known as Niyata Dharita, that definite declaration by a Buddha that he is going to become a Buddha after so many world cycles, then from that time on, he is in possession of that kind of sadha, a definite sadha which is unshakable, only possessed by the Bodhisattvas. From that time on, he starts practicing the perfections, paramis, all along the lifetimes until he became the Buddha. Such kind of sadha is known as Agama or Agamaniya Sadha. So this is not, as for the ordinary people, or sadhas which can be possessed by ordinary beings are the the first 3 months. Sadhā has many causes. Out of these many causes, to mention one, we have this cause known as proximate cause or near cause, which is satya bhakti, object of faith, or object of your faith. Object in which you acquire faith by acceptance with knowledge. For instance, the faith in the three gems, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, Karma and Karma result, wholesome, unwholesome, kusala, akusala, deeds, acceptance of the that acceptance that good begets bad, good begets good, bad begets bad. If you do kusala, you're going to get good result. If you commit akusala, you're going to get unwholesome result. So you come to acceptance. So acceptance, all these things are, they all come under sadhya bhuti, object of faith. So with knowledge, you abstain from what should be abstained. And also acceptance of past existence and future existence. So long as the cause of existence is not totally eradicated, you are bound to go on existing. So that is faith in existence, bhava. Such also is sadhya bhutu, object of faith. So we have these objects of faith, namely the three, faith in the three gems, faith in the karma and karma result, faith in existence or becoming, bhava. All these things come under sadhya bhutu, objects of faith. So one should accept it, accept them, and have faith in them. As for some people from the developed countries, because their countries are developed scientifically, technologically, they hesitate to accept the qualities of the individuals, namely the Buddha and Sangha, because they are individuals. So it is sufficient if they can accept the Dhamma quality, which is not an individual. So one also need to have faith in karma and karma result. That if you do good deeds by body, speech and mind, you're bound to get good results. And if you do unwholesome deeds by body, speech and mind, you're bound to get unwholesome results. That is the kind of acceptance, that is the kind of acceptance you should have. You can leave aside past or future existences. But you have to understand that if you take good food, wholesome food, you get good results. And if you take bad food, unsuitable food, or even poisonous food, you're going to be harmed. If you don't believe it, then just try and take unwholesome food, or any food that is in front of you. If you don't believe, you don't have faith in such things, like the wholesomeness of food or unwholesomeness of food, you're bound to suffer from it. So if you have faith, then you will abstain from taking unwholesome food. You will only take wholesome food so that you don't come to harm. So this is the kind of nature that one needs to have acceptance. There are good behaviors by body, speech and mind. If you do it as much as you do it, you're bound to get good results. That has to be accepted with knowledge. If you do unwholesome deeds, then you get unwholesome result, you're bound to suffer. So this kind of acceptance is what is needed. So now you're practicing the way of mindfulness, Satipatthana. You know the quality of the practice of Satipatthana, you come to acceptance. Such kind of sata is known as Okapana sata, faith with reason, or reason with faith. So if you understand the quality of sati abhutu, objects of faith, either in small quantity or large quantity, by listening, or reading authentic literatures, you come to acceptance with reason, supported by reason, that, oh, this is correct, this will be correct, you come to acceptance. So this is acceptance of faith, having faith as regards the object of faith, Satyabhutu. So Satyabhutu is the main thing, which is the proximate cause for the arising, for the acquiring of faith. Therefore, it is necessary to talk about these Satyabhutu objects of faith. So why do we have to talk about this Sadda as the Satyabhutu, as a proximate cause of acquiring Sadda? It is because we need to accept what is right. We should be able to differentiate what is right from wrong, so that we will not walk the wrong path. We will only walk the right path. So when we accept Satyabhutu, the object of faith, we should do it with reason or with our own personal knowledge. Knowing the quality of Satyabhutu, one can choose by one's own knowledge, with one's own reason. Not without reason, not without knowledge. So when we talk about Satyabhutu, object of faith, there are genuine object of faith and fake object of faith. So we have to differentiate between these two. During the Buddha's time, there were non-believers, the leaders of religious sects who call themselves Buddhas. They did not become so-called Buddha because of the practice. They did not do any practice, but still they call themselves Buddhas. They had no loving kindness and compassion towards all beings. They cannot instruct and guide their disciples to walk the right path and not to walk the wrong path. They gave the dhammas, they talk about things which are not correct. Their teachings were not correct. Some would even say that whatever you do, you may do good or bad deeds, there'll be no result. Nothing will happen. That sort of thing. So if those people who believe in them suffer afterwards. That's why Buddha has to talk about, Buddha taught the Satyabhutu object of faith, emphasizing on the correct or genuine object of faith, so that one will not believe in fake Satyabhutu, fake object of faith. So such kind of faith, believing in fake or wrong objects, is known as mudapasana, may be translated as blind faith, because such kind of faith is not accompanied with knowledge, unreasoned faith, just believing it blindly. Because this idea of true object of faith is not correct, it is not genuine. So, because the object of faith is not genuine, the faith Sada also cannot be genuine. Because with such faith, one will not be able to abstain from what should be abstained, and one will not be able to observe what should be observed. So such kind of faith is of no use, useless or wasted faith, hence the name Buddha. It has no essence. It is distorted view, wrong faith, and this also is known as Mechatimokha, wrong resolution, wrong determination. It is distorted view. It is useless, valueless faith. Faith and genuine things, even in the Buddha's time, there are such things as faith and genuine things. So if you take the fake one as genuine, then you'll be going the wrong path. You're bound to suffer in your life. For example, if you take a fake gold, piece of gold, as genuine because you don't understand the quality of gold, so many, how many carats should be, you suppose you accept that. By just accepting, when we talk about faith, it is necessary that the Satyabodha, object of faith, has to be genuine. One should accept with reason, with one's own personal knowledge. Then only your sadha of faith will be correct. And when another example is an example of a ruby, a gem, sometimes it is very difficult to differentiate between the genuine ruby and the fake one. One who understands the quality of the ruby will come to correct acceptance. So by accepting a fake ruby, this fake one will not become genuine. The fake is the fake. So too in the fold of sasana and practice and the Dhamma, the true Dhamma, the truth is the truth, the fake is the fake. So one should understand with one's own knowledge, one should be able to differentiate between the fake one and the genuine one. So accepting the object with our own personal knowledge, the reason is very important. Such kind of faith is known as Hokkappana Sutta. So in the Buddha Sasana also, there is a good example about the genuine and fake ones. When the Buddha was about to attain the great passing away, Mahaparinirvana, an ascetic known as Subhata, Paripatika, came to him and asked this question. And this kind of question and answer is very, very good example for the people nowadays to know. Now Subhata, ascetic Subhata, asked the Buddha this question. There are these religious leaders who call themselves Buddhas. They lay down the path to walk, the practice, method of practice, and then they preach the Dhamma, so-called Dhamma. So, do they preach because they really know it or because they don't know it? That was a question posed to the Buddha. And that the Buddha answered very short, in a very short way, that just leave aside these questions. And he said, I will lay down this principle for you. The principle is, in whatever denomination, there is the practice of the Noble Path of Reconstruction. In whatever denomination, there is no practice of the Noble Path of Reconstruction, making up. There cannot be individuals who can overcome or eradicate defilements. In whatever denomination, there is the practice of the Navapada vehicle teaches, like, you know, there can be individuals who can eradicate, overcome the defilements. That was the principle laid down by the Buddha as an answer to ascetic Subhara. So this is the kind of principle laid down by the Buddha as an answer to the ascetic Buddha who had come to him, to depend on him, to take refuge in him. So it is necessary to apply to this ascetic in a very daring, in a bold manner, that is only in my, that is the Buddha's answer, that sasana, in my dispensation, in the Buddha's dispensation, that there is the practice of the Noble Path of the constituents. And whoever practices the Noble Path of the constituents is bound, is able to overcome these defilements and realize the path of fruition knowledge, namely the first path, Sarapanna, second path, Agaragami, the third path, Anagami, and the fourth path, fourth and final path, Arahat. So Subhara has come to the Buddha to take refuge, to depend on him. So it was necessary for the Buddha to give this assurance so that the ascetic will be able to take up the practice, not in the sense of boasting, but just giving him assurance that it is such kind of assurance that only in his dispensation that is the practice of the Noble Path of his constituents. There are no denomination, no other denomination has given this kind of assurance in a just manner. Only the Buddha has given this bold assurance. So, this much was great. It was only 1 hour. So.